At the International Poultry Expo, I am visiting with Charles Allentine, and you're the Executive Vice President for the Expo, I guess, here. Tell me a little bit about how things are looking for this year's program.
To be quite honest, they've exceeded our expectations. It's been 2011 was a pretty tough year for the poultry industry, but things are starting to turn around, and the fact of the matter is our show is about the same size in number of exhibitors and number of attendees as last year. So it's very positive outlook.
That's saying a lot right there about, I guess, the value that these folks see in coming here, whether it's the companies exhibiting or producers and some of the other folks that are here as well, right?
That's correct. Another thing is the show's an international show, and about 25% of our attendees will be from outside the United States, with the vast majority of them coming from Latin America. So you'll hear a lot of Spanish spoken in the aisles here.
I just did an interview with somebody, and let's just say it wasn't all in English, and hopefully I'll have some translation help later. As you look at this year's events, and, you know, this is kind of a mix of different things that are going on during the week, how does the program compare this year, for example?
We've prepared a much stronger educational program this year, dealing with, we have a seminar dealing with the hatchery breeder section, segment of the industry. We have a two-day seminar dealing with food safety. We have seminars geared towards looking at the future of the poultry industry and the poultry meat side and the egg side. And our feed colleagues at the from the American Feed Industry Association are putting together a pet food conference and also are doing a regulatory update for us.
Well, as long as I know, the show's been right here. Is that really kind of the continued plan outlook for the future?
It is. This is our 64th year, and we're looking forward to celebrating our 65th next year. We are contracted with Atlanta through 2016. So we feel very comfortable with it. In fact, a lot of our international people will refer to the show as the Atlanta show, not necessarily the poultry show.
Very interesting. And I'm just glad and thankful that you got some great weather for us this year, too. Last year was a little more of a challenge.
That's true. I always keep my fingers crossed. So we've been known to have some ice storms around this time of year, too. But the weather's been fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving me a little bit of a kind of a preview outlook of this year's International Poultry Expo. We've been visiting here in the media room. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.